And you had a good Twitter thread about your enduring love of Morrissey in spite of his more recent...
Yeah, I get teased for this like by all my friends who are like, what are you doing? Like, why do you still stand him? This is so embarrassing. Like, have some dignity. But for me, it's like, I'm sorry. Like, what, it's that first love. Like, it is what it is. I'm not like taking it back. And as far as I'm concerned, anytime there's an interview, anything like that, I can't read. I've suddenly lost the ability to read. I don't know what this is about. And like, I'll get forwarded it by my friends and they'll be like, is that your man? I'm like, look what he's saying. And I'm like, I don't recall. I'm literally like, I have no idea. So it's just, yeah. So it's just, but again, like, it's also like interesting because that kind of, there is this like whole, like there's these debates, you know, separate the art from the artist, which do trickle down into like the poetry world as well. So it's like, it's interesting because like I've never really had a problem with those kind of like with, I don't know, I feel like people just spend so much effort trying to reconcile it. Mm. And it's kind of like, well, people are human in a sense. And it's just, it's natural that the person's like art might not necessarily like reflect their worst or like more base kind of characteristics. Mm. Because like art can be like transcendent in a way, and like go beyond and exceed the individual.